This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese space officials have now announced that the Shenzhou 8 spacecraft is going to be launched tomorrow morning. The unmanned craft is going to be launched tomorrow morning at just before 6 a.m. Shenzhou 8 is due to link up with the Tiangong-1 experimental space station during this flight. Chinese President Hu Jintao has arrived in Vienna for a state visit to Austria. During his stay, the Chinese president is expected to meet with his Austrian counterpart, Heinz Fischer, and other Austrian leaders. Two sides are expected to sign 7 intergovernmental agreements covering issues including the economy, trade, environmental protection, water conservancy, education, and culture. Following his trip, Hu Jintao will travel to France for the next G20 meeting, slated for Thursday and Friday in Cannes. China's family planning chief is now on record as saying that we shouldn't expect any changes to this country's family planning policy. Li Bin, director of the State Population and Family Planning Commission, says maintaining the one-child policy will help keep the population figures in check. He also admits, though, that gender imbalance in this country and the aging population is going to be one of the biggest challenges moving forward. Comments come as the world's population today ticks up to the 7 billion mark. Officials in Turkey have now officially ended the search for survivors in eastern Turkey's quake-stricken province of Van. 1 week after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit the region, officials say they are now shifting their focus toward moving wreckage and helping the homeless. The last person to be rescued from the rubble was a 13-year-old boy on Friday, bringing the total number of those rescued to 188. In the worst-hit town of Ersis, emergency crews are now also preparing to end their rescue operations. Meanwhile, thousands of displaced earthquake victims in Ersis have spent another freezing night in makeshift tents. More than 43,000 tents have so far been delivered to the province of Van. So far, just over 600 people are confirmed dead, while over 4,000 others are listed as injured. In Bangkok, people have come head-to-head in at least 3 disputes along the flood defense wall that separates the capital from its neighboring provinces. On the city's northeastern border, people living outside the protection wall have been tearing down the sandbag piles and hacking down an earthen flood barrier. So far, central Bangkok remains safe, despite a second day of high tides. Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra now urging people to remain confident in the government's ability to handle the crisis.
Hopefully, I can't say that because it depends on the level of the sea and sometimes like the stability of the way that we put the sand back. So hopefully that the sandbag is quite strong enough. So if the sandbag is not flow over, so it should be okay.
So far, Thailand's worst flooding in over half a century has killed more than 380 people and forced some 100,000 others from their homes. Yemen's ruling party is now going to put up Vice President Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi as its candidate for presidential elections if current President Ali Abdullah Saleh resigns. Hadi is now in the United States for a medical exam. He will only stand for election, though, if Saleh gives up his power. Saleh's party and opposition forces are now discussing a compromise position to try to convince Saleh to step down. Despite several attempts to have Saleh stand down from power, Yemen's president has continually backed away from handing over his power. Portugal's prime minister now says that his government is going to try to renegotiate the terms of its bailout. Pedro Coelho says that they're now planning to ask the so-called Troika to retool the bailout conditions, calling them unrealistic. The International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission are the backers of Portugal's bailout. Coelho says that public companies in Portugal are having trouble raising funds in the open market, which is part of the deal Portugal agreed to in order to secure its funding. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is now expressing his gratitude to Switzerland. Swiss have been mediating an attempt by Russia for accession to the World Trade Organization. Swiss mediators are saying that they hope Russia can reach a deal with Georgia, which is the only one of the 153 WTO members still blocking Russian accession. Last week, it offered Moscow what it said was its final compromise, covering trade with its 2 small Moscow-backed breakaway regions. Swiss delegation is now headed to the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, suggesting that the final hurdles can be overcome within hours. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.